The best part about working from home? You can listen to Ken, Colleen, and Kurt as loud as you want. Turn it up. It's your break room on Star 102.5.
So we were talking about that story about the mom who forgot her 2-year-old's birthday and the wrong date.
No, her kid was born in 2018, so it'll be 4 sometime, I guess, in 2022.
But started celebrating it wrong on the second birthday. That still counts for saying. You couldn't remember 2 years later.
Yeah.
That's
not good.
Yeah, she was celebrating on the 25th, and his birthday was the 26th. Found out from the insurance company.
It's not good.
No. And what I love about the story is she had to go back to Facebook. She was arguing with the insurance company that, of course, they were wrong. And then she went back to Facebook and saw her announcement on the, you know, on the day that the insurance company thought.
Mm-hmm. It shouldn't happen.
It was the birthday.
Should never happen.
No. You think it'd stand out more to you.
Well, that's what we hear. You never forget. Never forget the day your kids are born.
Uh-huh. Guess so.
Sometimes you do.
All right. So now, Chris and Ames, this is about your husband. It wasn't his name, though, but what?
Well, sort of his name, because he is named after his dad, but has a separate, different middle name.
Okay.
So for years, everyone said, well, are you Larry Jr.? And he said, no, I'm not Larry Jr. because his dad's middle name is different than his.
Okay.
And then a few years ago, he went to get his passport or had to do something like that, and noticed on his birth certificate that it says Larry Dean Jr. So he had to go through the whole process of getting his name changed to get that Jr. taken off, get it corrected, before he could get his passport and everything.
Okay.
Huh.
His mom denied the whole time, you know. She didn't even know that, but it says clearly on his birth certificate, Junior.
I didn't know that was that particular. Like, I always thought Junior was just more like a nickname, but people put that on birth certificates?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, like in the third and the fourth.
And then in my family, I have a brother. My grandpa was Senior, my dad was Junior, and my brother was the third. But they never had issues. But yeah, it was on his birth certificate too. But my husband just had to get it all legally straightened out because Junior was on his birthday.
I wouldn't get it changed if I had to go through all that.
Yeah, I wouldn't even get it changed, Big. Whatever it says, that's who I am now. Like, I don't care. Give me my passport. I want to go home.
But still, then on his Social Security card, so they never even caught it on his Social Security card or anything, you know, because back then, you didn't get your Social Security number until you were like 14. Like, they give it to you right when you're born that way.
Right.
So,
right. Yeah.
It didn't get caught until he was in his 50s.
Wow. Jeez. That is so weird. Okay, thank you, Chris. Right. Appreciate the call. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Good morning.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt. Saying what you're thinking. You know, minus all the swears. Star 102.5.